It's time for the Cheap and Chad's Power Half Hour. Welcome one, welcome all, welcome back to the best and only podcast that features our legal record. I'm flying solo tonight, so I guess I have to say, Chaz, how you doing? I'm doing good, Chaz. How are you? All right, so let's kick into it. We're going to do a series of podcasts in this preseason focusing on each of the positional ranks and basically the current sort of preseason rankings as Chaz sees them, as I see them. We're going to do top 15 for each category. Right now, we're going to focus on quarterbacks. In a future episode, we'll talk about running backs, wide receivers, and tight ends and defenses. Not so much defenses. So let's kick things off right away with Dak Prescott at number 15. He's ranked number 15 because there was a lot of inconsistency. It's been a couple of years since we've really seen a consistent season out of him. The one big thing for him was having traded for Amari Cooper in the latter part of last year. We did see a big pickup in terms of his overall throwing production, and that was important. That was something that we saw in his first season when he still had Dez Bryant. And as long as he's got that big receiving threat, things open up more for him running wise. He has better overall games. And the other big factor is going to be obviously Zeke Elliott. There's a big correlation on the field when Zeke is on the field versus when it's not. Zeke has again gotten himself into some trouble. I don't know what the result of that is. It could end up being another one or two game suspension for something small. So there is a correlation there. One of the nice things about this year is that he gets most of his offensive line back in shape. Last year, there were some injury issues with them. So hopefully we'll see a bounce back year from him. Coming in at 14 is actually going to be Kyler Murray. This is really just a pure speculation. It's all based on what we believe we're going to see out of Cliff Kingsbury and the air raid offense. We think we're going to see a lot of throwing. We know Kyler has some ability. He's got obviously a phenomenal running back asset in David Johnson. He's got he's got Larry Fitzgerald, and the Cardinals spent three of their draft picks on wide receivers, right? Andy Isabella, Hakeem Butler, and Keyshawn Johnson. So they're trying to really load that offense as best they can to kind of give that air raid attack. So with the belief of Kyler's throwing and running ability, he's coming in number 14. Number 13 coming in is Jared Goff. There's been some correlation between Gurley's having issues on the field to Jared Goff's performance. I think the two things that really hurt him last year was the loss of Cooper Kupp. He ended up throwing a lot more to Robert Woods and Brandon Cooks, obviously. And then when Gurley really wasn't getting touches, you also saw a noticeable dip in Goff's production. During the offseason, they've basically lost two of their major offensive line pieces, so that is a concern. But we did see the Rams make moves to try and help offset the Gurley issue with they're moving up and trading up in the top 75 spots for Darrell Henderson, and then also with the return of Cooper Kupp, I think we should see Jared Goff give good performances. I don't know if they'll be at the same high level, because by all indications, it looks like Gurley is going to be limited to maybe 10 to 15 touches a game to try and keep him healthy for the whole year. And Jared really did his best damage when Gurley was really getting the ball. Coming in at 12 is Russell Wilson. This really feels like a low number to me, but it's kind of where the stats came in at. All these projections are based on my own beliefs, but also the input of other fantasy gurus and their projections. And so it's kind of an amalgamation. I think it's a little bit low on Russell Wilson. I think, you're seeing the loss of Doug Baldwin playing a small factor. Obviously, they went up and they got DK Metcalf in the draft. I think there's still a lot of uncertainty with the running back. Chris Carson is still there. Rashad Penny's still there. But I think for the most part, you're just expecting sort of ho-hum. But Russell Wilson has been a perennial top 10 QB asset every year. So I would expect by the time the season rolled around, his ranking would have gotten way up. Coming in next is Jameis Winston, number 11. I really don't understand it. I think it's way too much Bruce Arians hype. And I'm not really going to talk about it any more than, I think it's great that he's got guys like Godwin coming on board. They still don't really have a running back solution. I don't think Ronald Jones or Peyton Barber are really the answers there. But because it's Bruce Arians, all of a sudden everybody's really hot on Jameis Winston. Coming in number 10 is Drew Brees. This is really last legs, right? Drew Brees has got basically, we believe, one or 2 years left. I mean, I keep saying that about Brady, and that doesn't happen. But Drew Brees is, you know, they're trying to capitalize on it, and so all of their a lot of their picks over the past couple of years have been around stocking the offense, stocking the defense to really just give them that last ability to make a push for Brees and try to take another championship. We saw a downtick from Brees last year in terms of his overall throwing. His number of touchdowns went down. He didn't break 5,000 yards like he has in the past. So we are seeing a bit of a slowdown from him. I think you're going to see more reliance on the running game, obviously with the emergence of Kamara, and that's going to continue. Coming in number nine is Baker Mayfield. Obviously, there's tons of hype with Baker. I'm surprised he's not higher up in the rankings at this point with the additions of OBJ in the offseason. They've obviously got a phenomenal running back in Nick Chubb. They've got great receiving options. I think, you know, come the end of the season, this number might be a little bit low for Baker Mayfield. Next is Josh Allen coming in number eight. Now, the reason for this has a lot to do with his running that we saw at the tail end of last year. In the last, I think it was 6 weeks, Josh Allen was the number two running back or number two quarterback overall. And that had a lot to do, basically all to do with his rushing and his rushing touchdowns. So similar to Lamar Jackson with the running, I think a lot of his value is coming from there. I don't know if we're going to see that again, so this number might change as we move on into the preseason. Number next is Cam Newton. Cam's big issue, Cam's coming in at number seven here. Cam's obviously big issue is his throwing shoulder. He had a lot of issues with that last year. The Panthers have reportedly said they're going to live stream all of his practice throws. So we'll see if his arm looks good, then you know, Cam Newton's been a great asset. If not, then he's probably going to drop. Coming in number six is Carson Wentz. You know, Carson's been, since basically his second year under Doug Peterson, he's been a phenomenal asset, but he's gotten hurt twice in 2 years, right? He's missed games. So the question for him is reliability. By all accounts, it seems like he'll be a go for the start of camp in the preseason in August. So we should see, or July, we should see him back on the field. And we'll see what they can do. They don't have the safety net Nick Foles anymore, so they really need Carson to stay healthy. Coming in at five, and this is probably going to surprise some people, is Matt Ryan. The reason why is because the Falcons play 13 or 14, maybe even 15 of their 16 games this year indoors. Just a scheduling quirk that worked out. And Matt Ryan, historically, like Drew Brees, is better indoors than outdoors. And so because of the way the schedule's worked out for him, he's playing indoors a lot. So naturally, a lot of people are high on him. Coming in number four is Andrew Luck. A phenomenal bounce-back season when people thought, you know, he was basically dead. So great job on him. You have a phenomenal offensive line now that they've made two phenomenal picks for their offensive line, and Quentin Nelson and the other guy. And so he's got a steady line in front of him. He went from being one of the most sacked quarterbacks to one of the least sacked quarterbacks. And really, that's all you need. They pick up a guy like Paris Campbell in the draft, who I'm not really a fan of Campbell. Campbell's only had like two or three catches more than 20 yards downfield, but he's from Ohio State. And so he's got some speed there. And I think that'll go really nicely with T.Y. Hilton and Devin Funchess. And then obviously you have Jack Doyle coming back. So you have the tight end tandem of Eric Ebron and Jack Doyle. Coming in number three is Deshaun Watson. Watson's been really lights out, and there's a lot of people that believe that he might even be the number one quarterback this year if a guy like Tyreek Hill is suspended for a majority of the season, or Mahomes. But right now he's coming in number three. You know, everything they've done has been to solidify his ability to make plays. Obviously, you have DeAndre Hopkins. Hopefully, Will Fuller stays healthy. And hopefully a guy like Kiki Kuti stays healthy enough so that way they can really spread the ball around. Coming in number two is Aaron Rodgers. This is really just people looking for a bounce back. You know, Aaron Rodgers is entering his twilight, right? I think he's 36 this year. So, you know, we're going to see a whole new system under Matt LaFleur, who somehow tore his ACL. I don't know if he was running out there with people, but he tore his ACL. So we're going to see a whole new offensive system, probably one that's really centered around Rodgers and what he wants to do. There was a lot of times in the past where Rodgers and McCarthy would not agree on the types of plays to call. So obviously I think Rodgers is going to have way more input in that. And so I expect to see a full bounce back for him because every year except for last year in the past like 8 years, he's been the number one or number two quarterback in fantasy. And then finally, we have, no surprise, number one, Patrick Mahomes. Last year, he had over 100 more points than the next highest QB. So it's just expectation of him that he's going to produce. They drafted Mecole Hardman. Sammy Watkins, by all accounts, is looking good. They didn't replace Kareem Hunt. They're still going to go with Damian Williams. I would expect a guy like Travis Kelce to see even more targets than he did last year. And we still don't know what's going on with Hill. My view is that he's going to be suspended for at least 8 games. It might be more. I don't think they're going to move on from him because he's still relatively cheap. With Kareem Hunt, they're going to have to move on from – they were going to – The difference between Hill and Hunt is that with Hunt, there was actual like video evidence of him kicking, and then also he lied. I don't know what he said, what Hill said internally to the team, but the fact that they have not released him gives credence to that maybe he was honest with them about what happened, or that there's really just no other evidence. You know, that recording that came out is not necessarily admissible because it was probably done without his consent. And a lot of states, you can't record two parties without both parties' consent. So I think regardless of what happens with Hill, I think Mahomes will probably end up staying the number one QB. He's just got so much talent behind him. People trust the Andy Reid quarterback that's throwing the ball. I mean, obviously, Andy Reid turned Alex Smith into something when he was really nothing. So when he was very mediocre, he was a game manager, and he turned him into an actual threat. So I think Mahomes is going to stay here for the time being. So that about wraps it up for today's episode. Just a real quick snippet there for you. We'll be back in a day or two with our running back episode, and then we'll move on from there. All right. See you next time on the Chief and Chaz Power Half Hour.